Hey, what's up, everyone? This is John Benamurito from Benamurito Attorneys at Law.
This is Jenna Taskin from Bold NYC.
And this is Startup Stories.
And today on the show, we have Mike DeBlasio and David Figueroa from Rebel New York. They're going to share with us how a simple t-shirt idea turned into a complete culture company and seeing famous DJs and rappers sport their gear on stage.
Of course. So it was my third time going to college. I was at Rutgers. In New Brunswick, and it was around the time, so it was my third time going to college, but I still had that same mindset where, like, I thought college wasn't right for me. I knew there was something more. I was very involved with learning about social media marketing and just learning about the internet and how there are these communities now that are growing businesses and from their homes and, like, really making something of themselves. And I always had that urge to, like, have a side project. And whenever I have that side project, it's very obsessive. Once I get involved with something, it's just, like, I want to do everything and anything possible to try and see that grow. And I was already involved with Instagram, so I knew I wanted it to be, like, on Instagram and grow it strictly from Instagram. But I was sitting on the couch one day at my house, and I was thinking about myself and thinking about, like, school and am I leaving, am I not leaving. And the thought of leaving college again was really going against the expectations of, like, my family, my friends. Everybody expected me to go to college and fulfill their version of success.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, when I was just like, yeah, this is not for me. So, but I knew I wanted to leave college with something in my hands that I really can grow on my own. So I felt like I was being rebellious doing that. Mm. So I was on my phone in my notes just writing down some ideas, and I wrote down the word rebel. I spelt it wrong at first. probably should have stayed in school. No, but I wrote it wrong, and I was looking at it, and I was just thinking about the word in different fonts and on different things. And I've seen other brands and other companies with the word rebel, but spelled the correct way. Mm-hmm. And I was just looking at it, and I was like, it's so simple, but it's so different, and it's so unique.
Yeah.
And I just felt like it was a representation of myself, and I also felt like other people can see it and, like, understand it and relate to
connect
it.
With that, yeah.
And spelling it wrong is a rebellious act to begin with, too.
There
it's
you
like,
go,
no,
yeah.
I've seen it spelled this way, F that, we're spelling it this way.
Tracks.
What did you originally go to school for?
So originally, out of high school, I wanted to go to college for, like, exercise science and kinesiology.
Wow.
I was, like, very big into the gym and health and fitness. Like, I was obsessed with that, too.
Yeah.
But after that, I go through phases. So, like, I was, like, really big in the gym. I was really big into health and fitness. And then, like, I realized it really wasn't for me.
Yeah.
And then that second and third time I went to college, I was learning about marketing and advertising and branding. And that's when I was like, okay, this is what I like to do.
Yeah.
And when I was in college, learning about this stuff in class, reading textbooks, but also at home, studying about social media marketing and different ways of advertising and branding and stuff like that,
yeah.
I was realizing that what I was learning in college was really not what was actually going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Or, like, the technical, but not, like, the woodworks and the lessons that you needed to learn.
I think a lot of people find that with school, too. That doesn't actually teach you how to do anything. It just gives you the basics of it.
Yeah.
Because I even found that in law school. Like, it doesn't teach you how to be a lawyer. It just teaches you certain aspects that are going to be useful, but not actually in practice, so...
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I'm not trying to, like, knock school. I know it's important, and it works for everybody, but just in my personal situation, I was living on my own. I knew I had to work, like, full-time, and there was just something that was telling me, like, this is not it right now.
Yeah.
And, yeah, when I started Rebel, I wasn't sure if I wanted to go through it, because it was also, in my head, it was kind of, I want to say, corny, you know? Thinking of the word Rebel, like, nobody's going to wear that on a shirt, you know? These are just my thoughts and my doubts, and I just started putting things on Facebook, like little ideas, and people were like, yeah, go for it, go for it. And then I made a GoFundMe and for $1,000, and that was just unreasonable. I really did not think I was going to get anywhere close to that money. I just did it just to do it. And within 9 days, I got $1,000, and I was like, all right.
That's awesome. And that was just a little kit. Like, seeing that support kind of tangible and actually people putting money behind supporting it helped a lot, I'm sure, with you having doubts in the beginning and deciding to go after it.
Yeah, 100%, because one of the biggest things was finances. I didn't know how I was going to buy shirts. I didn't know how I was going to spend any money on anything, because I was just dropping out of college, so I didn't have money.
So what were you able to do, like, with that first 1K? Like, how did that help you in your business?
Yeah, so the first $1,000 was was able to allowed me to get the first batch of shirts. It allowed me to get stickers and just, like, handle all the shipping and, just, like, test certain things.
And how long were you doing it on your own? Like, getting the shirts and running the admin side and the creative side? How long was it just you?
I mean, so David here is with me, and one of our friends, Frank, is also involved with it now. But
awesome.
So, like, I, like, really started, I like, really created everything, the website. I just did.
Just hustled through.
Was just working every day, every night. I was just trying to do something productive to try and build this. And I started working at a company full-time, and that's when I met David and Frank, and they were real interested in it. And, so they helped me with blog posts, with the interviews. They helped me with just the social media, reaching out to people and stuff like that, because really I can't do it all on my own.
Yeah, of course.
Takes a village to raise a child. It takes a lot more than that to run a business. So.
Yeah,
what was your goal on GoFundMe? Like, did you have a goal, or you just seeing what you could do? Like, because when I say in order, because a lot of people want to start businesses, right? So when they come to me, because you can have a million ideas, you obviously can't incorporate every one of them. It has to actually work. So they're like, well, how do I know? Well, I'm like, well, then you have to figure out, like, the X and the Y, right? X amount of dollars, Y amount of people. Like, how much money do you need to actually get something going here? And who are the people you need? Because you obviously can't do it alone. If you can answer those two basic components, then you can go. So did you have, like, an idea, an amount that you needed, something like that?
No. So I'm going to...
Just like, yeah, whatever I can get, just get it.
I want to be completely honest with you guys. It was something I didn't know I wanted to pursue. I wasn't sure if it was actually going to be something I was able to do. I didn't know if people were actually going to support it. I just really didn't know. I had no clue, and I had doubts. I had doubts about myself. And then one day, I was never going to make a GoFundMe. I was honestly just going to, like, end it or try to save up money or something.
Yeah.
And it was like a Sunday, and I was like, you know what, if I'm not going to make money, if I'm really not going to, If I don't have the will to go and create a GoFundMe to see if I would make money, then I'm not going to have the will to save up money and put money away to do it.
Yeah.
So it was like it was a Sunday, and I just literally made the GoFundMe and then sent it to everybody I have on Facebook, Instagram.
Social media was like everything in your growth, right?
It was everything.
Yeah.
It was everything.
And so, David, what was your impression when you met Mike and, you know, what he had done so far? Like, how did you feel about the brand, and what made you want to get involved?
Yeah, I mean, I met Mike when he got hired. You know, he was obviously a really creative and cool person. As soon as I met him, he just had a different kind of energy, you know. When he first, you know, started talking to me about Rebel, it was such a simple thing at first. It was such a simple concept. It was just like, hey, you know, I started this company, you know, we're selling this white shirt. Do you want one? You know, and I was like, sure, man, you know, I'm supporting my new coworker. So I bought a shirt, obviously fire, you know, first drop. And then just one day, like, it was a couple months later, you know, like, it kind of quieted down, I would say. And a rapper hits us up out of nowhere saying, hey, you know, I really, really fuck with your music. I don't know if I should curse or not, but I really fuck with your clothing, you know. I wanted to get involved, and ever since he hit us up and we went out and, you know, we took pictures, we, you know, collabed with him. It was like our first collab, I guess. It just completely changed, like, my idea of what Rebel is, and, like, I feel like the whole vibe of it, like, it really made it into something tangible, instead of just, like, a white shirt on Instagram, you know. It was something, it was someone that we have no idea, like, we have no connection towards this guy, like, we never reached out to us,
through
to Rebel,
media,
through social
media,
yeah, I mean, everything, everything nowadays is
yeah.
social media,
just
and
Instagram.
Yeah.
Social media.
I'm not the biggest social media.
Oh, yeah.
I love it,
you know.
I just want everyone to know.
Yeah. False on Instagram.
Yeah.
But, like, ever since he reached out, and that's when I started involving myself, because obviously there was work to be done, so, you know, I wanted to get involved, and it's just been crazy ever since. It's like every week someone new is hitting us up on Instagram, you know, like we're always thinking about the next idea, the next project, and as a young, millennial who has no idea what to do with his life, like, it was just something that I could be excited about and wake up every day at 5 in the morning,
yeah.
you know, take a train to New York, like, stuff like that, like, it just excites me, so.
Gives
it's
like purpose.
That
yeah.
moment of just, like, making it valid, like, something happens in a business.
Yeah.
Because at first you're just messing around with it, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, wow, people, like, actually responding
yeah.
to this. And
yeah.
I think a lot of people can get through that because they're, you know, they go through their businesses and then they try to do something and they're, like, going through, and all of a sudden they have this moment, they get this client and they make this sale or something happens, like, oh, wow, this is actually a real business now. Like,
and
people,
you get, like, addicted. You're like, I
yeah,
want to
make another one of those guys.
Yeah.
Come on
yeah.
here. How did I
that's
even
true.
Do that? And then you'll start backtracking and figure out how you even got to this point to get to the next one.
Yeah.
So that's cool. That's your.
I would actually like to piggyback real quick, if you don't mind, off
yeah.
of his story. So, yeah, the moment that this kid, I'm just going to shout him
Fuego
out real
Don.
Quick. Fuego Don. Shout out Fuego Don.
Shout out Fuego.
So this kid, Fuego Don, hit us up. And when I looked at his page, there was something that clicked because I knew we wanted to be involved with music somehow, but we didn't have any connections to music. We didn't know anybody who was really passionate about making music who, like, that's what this kid does. He makes music. And when I saw his page and, like, everything just clicked. I was like, he DM'd us, and the only thing he said was, yo, I want to model for you. And then I looked at his page. And I said,
awesome.
Yes, of course, like, are you free this Sunday? And I didn't even know who was going to film. I didn't know who was going to do nothing. And then I hit up Scott Christie. Shout out Scott Christie.
Shout out Scott.
Shout out Scott.
Great work.
And, the three of us linked up, and we used Fuego Don's music for the promo video. And Scott did the promo video, and he also did some other little edits. And as soon as Scott sent them to me, and I saw this kid Fuego Don's music wearing Rebel with Scott Christie's name on it, like this whole collaboration type thing. When
yeah,
I
where everybody was like creatively involved and piggybacking off
yeah.
each other. That's
yeah,
awesome.
When I saw that first edit, like the excitement was
yeah.
crazy. I was more excited than I like on Christmas. Like
yeah.
it was crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I like rewatched the promo like over and over
yeah.
and over. Like it was.
Like
thinking back to it,
5
yeah.
second gif almost.
Yeah, thinking back to it was like my girlfriend probably thought I was crazy just sitting there watching the same video. But yeah, once we all got together and created something, that's when I like knew, okay, this could be something.
That's
yeah.
awesome. So was it at that point, or was it kind of in the beginning? Like, when did you know you wanted to be more than a clothing company, that you wanted to be like a community and a culture, like you guys were telling
yeah.
us before the show, you built like a real culture around it. When did you see the potential for it to be something bigger than clothes?
I think it was that moment, right?
It was. It could have. Yeah, I definitely think it was the promo because just the way of collaborating with people, and also just thinking back of marketing. So
yeah.
I wanted to find a way to use like influencer marketing. So like get somebody else who has a following on Instagram or some other social media platform, and then collaborate with them in some way to where I can gain their audience and they could find a way to gain my audience as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
That's when we thought of the idea of doing interviews and doing videos for these people because, like, we could provide them with free content and just by them sharing it or reposting it, it's free advertisement.
Yeah.
yeah. And, yeah, we also sent it out to some people, some big people. We had this really big DJ, this guy Jersey John from Jersey, wear it. And Scott Christie actually just sent us a video of it. And I was like, oh, my God. Like,
awesome.
It was cool to see the brand on a big stage with, like, so many
yeah.
people. And
it's like the shit gets real moment. Like, damn, like, yeah, that's a good moment.
Did you guys drop that video yet, or is that still, like, in the editing process?
The one with Scott?
The new one with Jersey John.
No, so we didn't actually do like a promo video, but
gotcha.
He was just wearing the shirt on stage.
Gotcha.
And Scott just sent us like a quick snippet.
So random.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and we're like, we didn't ask this guy to wear it, like
yeah.
nothing,
yeah.
so.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you had the connect with him. He was just wearing it.
Yeah, he was just wearing it.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Randomly, like, yeah. He was DJing for NBA Youngboy, which is kind of, he's really blown up this year. So, like, seeing him on stage at that concert with so many people seeing Rebel, like, on his chest, like, it just, our mind went wild. Like, oh, my God, how many people saw our stuff, you know?
That's so awesome. Now you're going to just start seeing yourselves, like, tagged in images of people taking
stop.
Pictures.
Yeah.
He's like, no, stop.
Please.
No, that's fantastic. So, one funny thing, I know you guys gave Scott a shirt recently, and he was, like, obsessed with the fact that, like, his name was on it. Is
yeah.
that something you guys do when you drop shirts, or is that, like, a special collab type thing?
that's actually funny that you mentioned that. So,
he was, like, fangirling over that fact. He was like, this is royalty, and my name is on the tag.
100%.
Yeah, so I have, like, a certain way of, like, printing those tags.
Yeah.
So I'm able to, like, print what I want on the tags. And I don't do them for everybody,
mm-hmm.
but, like, for Scott, who is important to us,
yeah.
you know, as a friend and as somebody we work with. So Scott, that guy Fuego Don,
yeah.
and just, like, some other certain people that have helped us and who have really, like, contributed to our brand, that was just, like, a little something,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we gave him a shirt,
Sense,
and
yeah.
it was just, like, another little accent that we could throw on
it's
there.
It's such a nice
name.
Touch, though, especially, like, you're collaborating with an influencer or a DJ
yeah.
or something. You send them clothes, and it, like, has their name on the tag. It's just, I thought that was such a unique creative touch. That was awesome.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny that you mentioned that.
Yeah. So what has been, because, you know, we always share, like, the great part, and obviously you guys have seen a lot of success, but has there been any moments you could share with people who are maybe trying to start a clothing company or even just a business in general who are having doubts or whatever it might be? Was there any tough moments for you guys where you overcame doubt or maybe something didn't happen the way you thought it was going to, something took longer to sell? Like, just any kind of doubt or what you might consider like a micro failure and kind of how you overcame that.
Like a breaking point where you thought that maybe not, maybe this is a bad idea and did something and then just were able to get around it.
Yeah, I mean, do you have anything to say? Because
I really don't.
Okay, yeah, no.
Success.
No, I definitely have something. So, I mean, well, just from the beginning, the doubt of, like, not starting or, like, having that idea but not pushing it, that doubt will definitely hold so many people back.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
it'll stop them from doing anything.
It's like starting an essay.
I think that's the toughest part.
You can't start that first line.
Yeah.
I think the toughest part for people is starting.
Yeah, so I'll give you, like, two parts. So the beginning is obviously the hardest, like, for anything. And if I could give any advice, is to literally just go for it. Like,
yeah.
it doesn't matter if nobody likes it or if people love it, but, like, you're not going to realize the potential if you don't just go for it. Like, the biggest step for me was making that GoFundMe, because that was me asking people for money.
Yeah.
I don't like asking for anything.
Yeah.
So that... just me asking for money, and then receiving that money, it was just a feeling like I never thought I would have. So,
yeah.
And
yeah,
you wouldn't have known if you didn't just test it out.
And I wouldn't have known, exactly. So that was like the beginning. But like another point was actually when we dropped. I don't know if it was these shirts or maybe the shirts that Scott was talking about with the tag on it.
Yeah.
So when we dropped it, it like did well at first, but it was like after the first and second day, like we weren't really getting any more sales. And like this, all the previous drops, we like pretty much sold out everything. So like with our hoodies, I was actually wearing my hoodie and I was going through the orders and I was like, oh my God, I got to give this hoodie away. So I don't even have, there's certain merch like I don't even have for myself because like it really sold out.
Yeah.
Like everything sold out. So it was awesome. But like this, actually the last drop, it like didn't really sell as well as I thought, and for a lot of people that would be like a drawback or you know that would be something that'll
kind of like an intimidating
yeah.
like
yeah because
should I keep going type of thing.
Yeah, so like we lost money and but I mean it doesn't that hasn't really let us down like at all. So our next step, so we lost money on that, but now this next step we want to throw like a whole event. So it's like we took two steps back, but now we just want to jump like 10 steps forward and like and just like keep going at it and keep putting money and keep putting time.
You just
time
don't
want
to stop you, right? That's because I think for most people, the fear of failure stops them more than failure itself. They don't get a chance to fail because they're just so built up and psyching themselves out. Like, oh, this isn't going to work. This is going to fail. This is going to be bad. And they just psych themselves out and never do anything.
Yeah.
So
it's really the story that people create for themselves, because the number one thing that they worry about are how people will perceive their failure, you know. But then if you stop doing what you want to do, like, that's not what you're going to be thinking about 5 years down the line. It's going to be like, I never went after it because I was so scared of what I thought, you know.
Exactly.
It is much better to live with like a failure than regret.
That's what I'm saying.
And you don't fail, right? You can't really fail until you stop. It's just a temporary hurdle that you got to get over. I mean, once you stop, it's solidified until that point.
Which, if you don't go through, I really feel like it sounds like cliche, and like Gary Vee has been saying this over and over, but like genuinely from experience, I feel like if you never have failure, you're never going to get better. Like, if things are just good and good and good forever, and you don't have little lessons, how do you tweak things and get better? Like, you have to know this sale didn't go great and why. Was it the shirt?
Exactly.
Was it how we launched it? Was it the branding? And then you make it better next time. If you don't go through any of that, then you're just going to stay pretty stagnant forever.
Yeah, I think
being stagnant is dangerous.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you learn more from failing.
It's
out of your comfort zone,
Boxing things, you can't appreciate a win until you experience a loss. Like, all you do is win, then you're never actually going to know what it's like to lose. And if you never lost, then you just can't really appreciate the winning, right?
Yeah, of course.
So that's it.
Makes you hungrier and willing for success.
100%.
So what is, was that recent moment where you had the picture sent to you of that big DJ with your clothes, was that like the biggest moment for you so far, like a pivotal change? Has there been another moment that you were like, oh my god, this is happening?
I mean, last night was
yeah cool. So I'm just gonna talk about what you're talking about. So we had local people and just like friends and family like wearing it, and like there were random people buying it and whatnot, but yeah, then we saw this one really big DJ Jersey John, who was DJing for this guy, NBA Youngboy, who was performing. And I had somebody send me like a screenshot of him wearing the shirt. And it was something, we didn't ask him to promote it, we didn't ask him to do nothing. And just seeing him genuinely like the shirt and wear it.
Out in public?
Yeah, in public.
People could see him.
On a big stage. It was another click in my head where, like, we can really try and get bigger people to work with us. And so then we start hitting up people who really have, a following. And, I mean, there's this one kid, Little Mosey, who's 16, from Seattle, super famous. We reach out to one of the guys in his crew, and we met up with him last night, and we gave him a shirt. So literally that is really what's driving us right now, is just like trying to reach out and connect with as many people as we can and grow our network and grow our community. And just keep going at it.
So that actually brings me to the next point, because you said somebody from Seattle you connected with, right? Mm-hmm. So how much of it has been like local? How much of it has been like, are people out of state hitting you guys up on social media? Have you shipped anything further than like New Jersey, New York? How's that been?
We've been focusing mainly on local artists, you know, from New Jersey and like the tri-state area, just because we really believe that that the best way for all of us to grow and become successful is with each other. You know, collaboration is a big thing, especially with Instagram and social media. Mm-hmm. That word's been said like 10 times. but like, we've been focusing on the local scene, getting it strong in New Jersey, but it's definitely super exciting seeing someone from, you know, half across the country or all the way across the country onto the West Coast liking our, you know, clothing and our brand, and like seeing what we're trying to build and appreciating that and wanting to be a part of it. It's just super exciting. But I would feel like our strongest like point would be that we focus on growing locally and growing that brand in Jersey. So.
Yeah, like we've shipped that to California, Colorado,
Portugal.
Nice. Portugal. I think that's obviously the farthest, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
That's awesome. But you plan to be global? Actually, let's just get to this. What is your next year plan, and what is your like overall plan? Like, where do you guys see Rebel being?
So, from this point on, I want everything to be very, like, strategic and very, very planned out. So we're trying to, like, find a strategy for, like an annual plan. So, like, this year is that first time we're really creating the strategy. So, like, we have an event coming up in the spring, and then we have a drop coming up in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's what we want to try and do. So have, like, maybe an event every spring, maybe an event and a drop every spring, and then also another drop in the fall. So if we could focus on that cycle and just, like, keep producing that with just, like, really good quality stuff, that's what we want to continue to do. But as far as, like, a goal, like, we want to have, like, our own application developed. We would love to have our own office in, like, New York, you know, where we can invite. Because also the reason why it has New York in the name is just because I wanted a city for people to reference to,
yeah.
You know. So yeah. It's like, it's Rebel being individual,
yeah.
And then it's just like New York. People come here from all over the world,
exactly.
to do what they're passionate about.
I say
exactly.
It all the time. There's somebody bussing tables in the middle of nowhere right now trying to save up their money for, like, a bus ticket to get here. And if you're here, you got to be like, wow, I'm here, and I get all this opportunity and everything right at my doorstep.
Yeah.
So I see people don't, like, realize that sometimes.
Yeah, that's exactly. Cool. And just having the name in the, just having New York in the actual name also, like, motivates us to, like, okay, we have to find a way
to
build this thing up and then actually get into, like, New York.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So one of my questions I always ask is, like, because I like to find out, like, what drives people and, like, why do you do, like, what's your why? So why, like, what drives you? Why do you do what you do? What gets you up every day, gets you here, gets you out, gets you doing your thing? Like, what is your driving factor for that?
Success, happiness, you know, love. All of the great
things.
But
you have, like, something that, like, really, like, that you aspire, something that really, like, keeps things going. Like, when you're really, like, down on yourself, you're like, no, this is why I'm doing this. This is what's going to get me through this. This is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
It's a hard question. It's not easy.
Like, for some people, it's, like, the refusal to settle for, like, the 9-to-5 or something that doesn't, like, light their soul on fire, right? Like, for some people, it's just, like, I need to do something passionate. For some people, like you said, it's success. It's how much money can I make? It's how much can I brand myself and become, like, a household name? So, like, what is it for you that you're, like, anytime things get, like,
bad, or...
Some people do it for their family.
Some people do it to just prove everybody wrong who told them they couldn't. Like, you know, sometimes doing something in spite of somebody is more powerful than doing it for somebody. You know what I mean? She said, no, they told me I couldn't do it, so now I'm going to do it. Something like that. You know, it could be anything.
Yeah, I mean, do you have anything? Because I have so many things, to be honest.
You got it.
So, I mean, aside from my daughter, you know, she obviously drives me, like, every day.
Yeah.
So, but that's given, you know, that's given. But that real thing that drives me, it actually, like, really clicked in my head when I left college, because now I have to explain to everybody, like, why I'm leaving again. And
yeah.
Especially my grandma, who was, like, one of the people who raised me, her thing was, it was college or nothing. You
grandma
know what I mean?
Every time, man.
Yeah.
Guilty to her.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so me leaving, I knew I was going to let her down. You know what I mean? But, like, I was just so passionate, and I was just so, like, I just believed in myself more than anybody. And looking at, I mean, like, my grandma, or just, like, a lot of the older people in my family, like, what they think success is not my version of success.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And seeing them not being... Or seeing them going through their lives and, like, where they are now, like, yes, they're happy, but they're really not. There's something inside of them where they wish they could have done more. They wish they could have done more. And now I'm at that point in my life where I can see them at my age, and, you know, you could either take two routes. Like, it's either, like, stick to that traditional thing, or do that thing that you're passionate about and just go for it and see what happens.
Yeah.
And like, that's really what drives me. Like, I just don't want to see myself at 45, 50 and just, like, saying, I wish I could have, or
yeah, sure,
I wish
yeah.
I...
It's
yeah.
like everybody says they wish they could have at that age, and you're at that age. Like, you're in that moment that everybody talks about when
mm-hmm.
they had that choice. Like, I wish when I was this age that I made that choice. You're like, wait a second, that's where I am in this moment. I'm going to make the decision that I can be proud of later. Like,
yeah.
whether I do good or not, at least I tried.
Yeah, of course. And there are people way younger than me like, for example, that kid, Little Mosey, 16 years old.
Wow.
Over a million followers on Instagram. I mean, followers don't really mean nothing, but yeah. if you find a way to take those million followers and create something,
yeah.
it's real.
Yeah.
It's real. And I know people from Rutgers who've created, like, drop shipping companies that have blown up to the point where they're, like, really taking private jets and going to where they need. I mean, the materialistic thing is not that real thing that drives me.
Yeah, it's nice, right?
But it's nice. It's nice and it's real. Like, these things are real, so yeah. I'm just going for it.
Yeah. It's something that shows what you've worked hard for. The fact that you're able to, like, live comfortably like that, you're like, oh, I worked for this. I deserve this. So.
Mm-hmm.
So how old were you guys when you, about a year and a half ago or so, when you started? How old were you?
So I was, I'd have been 20.
Like 22.
Awesome. Yeah, that's so important for the young people, because there are so many young people who, whether it's if they do or don't want to go to school or whatever it might be, if they're taking a break, a lot of them use their age as like an excuse. Like, mm-hmm. I'm really young, but I think it's the quicker you start. Like, I think that's getting ahead on things.
Yeah, I thought I was getting too old. Honestly, I was 20 years.
Okay.
I was, because, I mean, right out of high school, I was already learning. I was already teaching myself about social media marketing, and I was just like so submerged into that. I remember when Instagram like first started, and just seeing people with like 10,000 followers. I'm like, whoa, like this is crazy. I remember being in like middle school or something. I'm just like, whoa, this is crazy. And at that point, it was just like a lot of friends, a lot of people knowing me. But once leaving high school, like my mindset was like social media is not just about having a lot of friends and like. Being popular, it's about creating something.
Yeah.
It's
business, right?
Business. And that was like my first time like really thinking about business and entrepreneurial.
Yeah. So we're actually wrapping up in the last few minutes, but before we go, how has it been since? So like being rebellious, not going to school and stuff, I'm sure at first people were kind of like iffy about that, but how have they been since? Now that they're seeing like the tangible success, family and friends, are they more supportive? Are they still kind of wary? Do they still get on your back about going back to school? How's that been?
Yeah, people definitely tell me to go back to school.
Yeah.
Just because.
They always will.
But at the same time, like they understand the situation I'm in.
Yeah.
Because I do have a daughter, you know what I mean? I do have a girlfriend, and right now I have a really good full-time job as well.
Yeah.
So I have all these things that I'm supporting myself. So it's at this point they can't really say anything to me.
Yeah.
And they're supportive now, and they're definitely happy like with what I'm doing.
I'm not taking it the wrong way. When I first started, it was a whole year. People still asked me when I was going to get a job. I'm like, I have my own thing. Like, yeah, I know, but aren't you going to get like a job? Don't you want some security? I'm like, I'm trying to make security.
I love that. Oh, yeah. But aren't you like going to get a job?
Aren't you going to get a job? Like, I'm like, this is my job. They're like, yeah, I know, but like, you know, a job's more secure. I'm like,
job.
Yeah, I was like, job.
Your passion is cute, but
so yeah, it was like 12, 14 months before people started taking me a little bit more seriously. So,
but it's kind of helpful, I think. Like being underestimated, I think, helps you. Like, not even underestimated of what you could. Like, I don't think people underestimate because they underestimate the person. They're just so used to one way of things being done that they get worried because they care. So they think, like, it can't be done this way. But I kind of take that as passion to do better and make results, you know?
Yeah, and we're also in this, like, transition of society where my parents, my grandparents, like, they lived so differently.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And their traditional way of creating success is so different than what is going on now.
Oh, yeah.
And everything that's going on now, like people think, look at the internet and saying like, oh my God, it's so like it's still so new.
Yeah.
And there are still so many things.
Out.
Yeah. And I mean, I think it's so important for everybody to try and get involved with this some way.
That's why people that drive me nuts when they say they can't do anything. I'm like, dude, have you not been out there? The internet, like Instagram. It's people that lost weight on Instagram and they're making a ton of money. Like, come on, what are you doing?
You can start anything.
It's so crazy how, like, it's brand new, but people just, like, people forget already. Like, something new comes out tomorrow, and we get used to it. And we forget how new it actually is and how much opportunity there is. Like, there is so much. Like, we were talking about it a few weeks ago. Like, I was reading Gary Vee's new book, and he was talking about, like, you know, back in the day, parents would tell their kids, like, stop playing video games, put them away. Stop playing with slime. Yeah. And now, like, the two biggest industries right now, like, one of the biggest Instagram successes ever was that girl who made slime for her parents' house. And she's a multimillionaire, bought her parents a house.
Yes.
And then, of course, like, the gaming industry, like, using Twitch and things like that, creating gaming companies, like, even musicians are getting involved now with gaming companies by giving them their music because people are starting to realize, like, some of the bands that used to get famous were because we heard them on Tony Hawk and stuff. Like, Gary Vee was just talking about this. So now, like, musicians are hooking up with people who are doing gaming, and then they're hooking up with clothing companies, and everybody's supporting each other and using influencer marketing. So it's like people are kind of not understanding, and they're used to it already, and they're like, oh, the internet. But they forget how much of a gift and opportunity is, like, it's possible that our parents weren't able to do what we do because of the internet.
Yeah,
so
for sure. We have resources that just weren't available.
Yeah, they're never going to get us. Like, I gave up trying to explain it. So you got to respect everybody, but just understand they're not going to get it. Like, they just don't get it. They don't understand that it was, you know.
It was a different time.
That was
it.
Stayed there for 30 years.
Yeah.
And that was it. It wasn't even really college, actually, back then. I mean, my parents, I didn't go to college or anything like that.
Yeah,
but it was just
right,
like, get
work.
A job, stay there as long as you can, do something like that, and that's it. So, you can't take it personally.
But I think it's really important also, because we just, like, the reason we started this podcast is, like, there are so many things out there where people are only telling their success. And, like, it really, really, really is the reason I think young kids and stuff are afraid to start, because they only see the success, and that's extremely overwhelming. Like, they're looking at the top of the mountain, but they're not looking at the battle. They're not looking at, like, the, I dropped out of school, and it was tough for a while, and this and that. And I think, like, a very important part about you guys is, like, you have a job as well. Like, that's something people don't understand. They look at the success and they see the brand and they're like, well, how do they afford this and that? It's like, sometimes they don't know that you're hustling at night and you're going to work during the day. Like, people don't see that part. So I think sharing that with them is, like, so important. Like, listen, from this time, I'm at a full-time job hustling. And then instead of sleeping, I'm reaching out to influencers and creating new ideas. And I do this on the weekend, and I do this because I choose to do this. That's so important.
Yeah, just a few things I just want to mention. It's like, one, you have to love the process.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I didn't expect any success or any growth. I was just doing it because I needed something on the side. I needed something. I needed to be creative to find an outlet, and I also wanted to find an outlet that I could make money from.
Yeah.
And, like, I didn't see this thing gonna, I didn't see this thing blowing up, or I was gonna make $1 million and this and that. I was doing it because, like, I really enjoyed doing it, and then I was just, like, going for it and just, like, seeing where it went. So I definitely encourage people to just, like, go for it, like, believe in yourself, just, like, believe in the vision, right? Create a vision for yourself and just, like, go for it.
Just do it, right?
Yeah.
And we wish nothing but success for you guys. You guys are genuinely really good people, and you could tell that you're very passionate, and, like, everything we've been following along on the journey on social media, just, like, the way you guys do things so creatively, the way you guys drop things one at a time and build the hype, you guys are just, like, so kind and passionate, so we just hope that you guys
Thank you.
Well, successful. I hope you guys I think at the end of the day, it's all people, right? So, like, people are more likely to support a brand where the people are good and they really care. And you know their story. Like, your story is everything. Like, talking about, like, having a daughter and wanting to inspire her and bring home money but also show her to, like, go after her dreams. Like, talking about where you guys came from and how you have this full-time job and you're doing this at night. Like, just being yourselves. I think people connect to that, and that's why people choose to support one brand over another, because they see how great you are. And then obviously the products are awesome. Like, we're going to have to post a picture of your shirts. Like, everything looks so epic. So.
Yeah, thank you. We got some stickers for you guys.
Oh, yay! Cool. I love stickers.
No, we definitely believe in spreading love over everything.
And people feel that. Like, people just feel, like, even the way you guys do your postings and, like, you'll shout people out all the time and, like, the way you guys are so responsive. We started following you guys. Oh, these stickers are awesome. We started following you guys and you guys, like, instantly liked our stuff and, like, responded to our stories. Like, you guys are just supportive of other people, and that makes people want to support you so bad. So we wish nothing but success for you. How about you tell everyone where they can find you, your website, your social media?
Yeah, for sure. Everything is Rebel New York.
Rebel
so
New York,
YouTube, Rebel New York, but it's spelled R-E-B-L-E, not R-E-B-E-L.
It's spelled right.
Yeah, it's spelled the correct
way. Way to spell it.
Webster's going to change this.
Maybe that's the goal. People only spell it this way from now on.
Get it on the dictionary.
Yeah, exactly.
No, so the Instagram, YouTube, the website's rebelnewyork.com. Right now we have an event coming in May, I want to say. So I mean, if you, yeah, be on the lookout for that. It's going to be like a networking event. So if you're going to go there, it's going to be other people who are creative and trying to do something. And then we also have a new drop coming out this fall.
Nice.
So, yeah, we'll be hyping that up soon.
Awesome. So. We're so excited. All right, thank you guys so much for coming here.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.